Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight, Matter Glad, Monday. Hello, everybody, and thank you so much for being with us. Brought to you by A Day for Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Coming up weeks away now, May 19th, Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York. And I want to thank all the people that have been promoting that day. Spoke with the editor of the Family Hometown News today, and it's in. It looks like it's going to start running this week in the paper. So
oh, nice. Cool.
We got it moving.
Uh-huh.
And News 12 has it. I believe it's up on their calendar now.
Yeah, I think so. I didn't see it yet, but
did
I put it
in. Did you see
it
up there?
Not yet. I have to look at the calendar.
Can you check the News 12 calendar while we're on the air?
I can
Let's see if they put it up there.
Yep.
Go to News 12 and click on it if you can see it. The calendar.
That's the operative word.
You know, the top mad for me, and I'm sure for many others, and for Inner Sight,
mm-hmm.
is what they did to Milton.
That's,
you know,
like the utter worst for me.
I will never in my life, as long as I live, as long as there's Inner Sight, we will never let the public forget.
That's right.
What they did to Milton. And Milton has to be reverenced. He has to
yeah.
be exalted to the heavens.
That's,
because there are guide dog schools all over, not just in this country, all over the world.
Yeah.
And to my knowledge, they all operate the same damn ass way.
Which sucks, if you ask me.
So we have to exalt Milton. You know, the day for Milton
mm-hmm.
will obviously bring us closer to that.
Yeah.
You know, we have to convince the United States Congress to declare a blind person's dog the same as a sighted person's eyes. See, once you do that,
mm-hmm.
you have a much better system.
Yeah.
Because everybody is concerned about the eyes. That's number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number one in this country.
Yep.
You don't believe me, just put a blindfold on 12,000 people and you'll see what I mean.
Yeah, they wouldn't be able to handle it.
So, the major mad, and it always will be for Inner Sight, is the death of Milton and how they got away with it. Because they really did get away with it. Nothing happened to the people
yep.
who run the school.
Go,
nothing happened to the shut up!
Sorry.
Damn.
Sorry.
Nothing happened to the people who stood by and let this happen to Milton. There's been no punishment. Even for his killer, there's been no punishment. And it's outrageous, you know, that the law does not protect us, and especially the Americans with Disability Act. That's a damn insult to everybody. Now, I didn't mean to yell at you, but you got to stop this interrupting stuff, man. You can't be on a show like that.
Yep, I agree.
All right, Inner Sight, did you find the News 12 calendar?
I'm looking at it now. I'm just have to get to the bottom of the page.
See if you can see anything on it. What do they list? Different dates? Is that what it is?
Yeah, and it comes through on TV when you see the. I'm thinking it might have to be on a TV run. Hang on, let me do one last thing.
They flash it on the screen, is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's like a channel you have to tune into, and then you can see all the. We see it. You know where you see it in the in news where Altice is. The News 12 is there now. I don't know if they're gonna push them over to go there. It'd be nice, you know.
Well, see if it's listed. You're on the website, right?
Yeah, I am. Okay, now I'm at the beginning. I just want to make
see
sure.
See if there's a... What kind of notice is it? A couple of sentences on each event? Is that it?
Yeah, something like that. What we put should be fine.
Are there any pictures on it?
That, I think it depends on what you agree to with the person who's putting it up. I don't know.
No. I'm asking you, are there any pictures on the calendar?
I didn't see any. But doesn't mean that we...
All right. They probably don't put pictures up.
Right. It's mostly text. But you could ask when we, have them on the phone. That's not a big deal.
I just wanted to see if they published anything yet.
Yeah, I'm all the way down to the bottom almost, and I haven't seen anything regarding us yet. But
nothing
it doesn't
about
mean
the day for Milton.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be about us. It'd be about Milton.
Yeah, it is about
Milton. All right, Inner Sight. And brought to you by the Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. Big East Akita Rescue at Verizon.net. And we thank them so much for all their help over the years. Really appreciate it. Joanne Diamond, the Akita Lady. Big East Akita Rescue, 609-388-7004. All right, we're brought to you by Shelby's Kitchen. My good friends Tom and Michelle, who run the place. Shelby's Kitchen, Bellport, New York, right across from where the day for Milton will be held.
Yay.
Shelby's, 631-286-0444, Shelby's Kitchen.
Nice.
All right. What?
I said that is all cool. They're really, building this up, just what I'm saying in the back of my mind. I'm so happy that they're doing that for Milton. I really am.
Milton, yeah. Brought to you by the Third Eye Insight, my good friend Devin Fernandez, and 631-445-3464, Third Eye Insight. You want to learn how to protect yourself and stay in shape? Call the Third Eye Insight with Devin. All right, Nobody Starved on Long Island, my good friend Gary, who is promoting the Day for Milton on his Facebook. And can you go to Gary's Facebook?
Yes, I can. Just give me a second. I was looking for that Insight Freedom thing, remember? You wanted me to look it up? There's no results online yet.
What, the Day for Milton?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe they didn't put it up yet.
Yeah, that's true.
I called today. They didn't call me back yet, so I'll wait another day or so. I don't know.
Yeah.
Call them again.
Yep.
All right.
Now,
see if you can find Gary's
Nobody Starves
on Long Island.
Yep. Hold up.
631-484-3085, dog food, cat food, and medical when he's able to do it. Nobody Starves on Long Island. If you need dog food or cat food, give Gary a call. 631-484-3085. Kennedy Realty, another friend of ours. Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. And we appreciate his help. Kennedy Realty. I want to thank my good friend Tony for donating to Inner Sight, my buddy who lives in Islip. And all of our friends, Suffolk Bus Corp, Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization, 631-880-7929. Donating and putting us up on their website and promoting the day for Milton, Friday, May 19th.
All right, I have Nobody Starved, Frank.
What?
I have the website on my screen for Nobody Starves.
Oh, all right. The website.
Now,
what is it?
Sorry.
The website or the Facebook?
No, it's the website.
Doesn't he have a Facebook too?
Yeah, he might.
Yeah.
But he has his AOL address here. I just want to make sure people get that as well. Gary Mitz, M-I-T-S, together, at AOL.com.
All right. Well, you got to look on the Facebook and the website, see if he's got anything up
yeah.
there. Because I know that his son sent it to him, and he told me he got it. So.
Well, that's good. Hold on, let me get
All right. In a sight, Mad or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. If you want to dial in, talk about anything you're mad about or glad about. And, you know, I'm still floundering around this madness with what they did when they had this so-called pandemic and they increased people's food money. You know,
yeah.
Now they took it away.
How stupid can that be? Really?
Now, personally, all right, they took mine. They lowered my food money, but they also raised my rent. See, now shouldn't this be balanced out? Shouldn't they have not taken the money away from people whose rent has been raised?
Right.
I mean, there's no consideration. There's no caring here. There's nothing. You know? Absolutely nothing. It's just, and I guarantee you, they didn't take food money away from the politicians.
Oh, no, they should.
Guarantee you that.
No, they didn't, probably.
So there you have it. The genuine mad.
Mm.
All right. You find anything on the website?
I'm going to Facebook. You wanted me to go to Facebook, right?
Oh, I thought you were going to look at both. You were on the website. Look at both.
Yeah, I could go back. Yeah, hold on. Let me go back then. And then I'll come to this after. And I'm on the website, and it says, adopt a pet, make a difference. Our rescue has many pets waiting for a new home. And then it just changed it right in that. So I couldn't read the rest of it. It's like a screen that.
If you see Milton's picture up there.
Oh, I'd love to.
That would tell us that it's up to.
He has a photo gallery here, and I want to take a look at it. Give me a second. It might be there. Oh, my God. Some of these dogs are pitiful. They're so badly injured.
Yeah, well, that's how people treat dogs.
No, you shouldn't be treating a dog like a cat. No animal that, you know, who could not handle it, you know, and you're treating them that way.
Milton was worse than pitifully injured. They killed him.
Exactly. Who says they can't do any of that again? Hurt them or even kill them? I would love to take them all out of that responsibility of a dog. Let them sweep, if they want their money and their pension, let them sweep the whole stalls and everything and take the poo up. That's all.
I wouldn't take the dogs out. I'd take the damn ass people out of there.
Yeah,
put
that's what
good
I'm
people
going.
In there to run the school.
Right.
That's how I would do it.
Yeah.
The way
I'm looking
you do
at
it.
Dogs, because sometimes they put them where the images are. But this poor dog I'm looking at wants me to cry, because she's all no hair. She just, something happened to her. She has no hair.
All right. Do it quietly. See if you can find, see if there's anybody on the line, first of all.
Yeah, I will before I go and do
213-816-1650. Zero, mad or glad. Anybody call in? Anybody on the line?
No, hang on. Let me check. Hold on. I'm all the way deeply into that one thing that you had me do. Give me a second.
All right. Matt are glad Monday, and a lot of these companies, one place went out of business. Now they're trying to sell it. What was it? That bath place. Bath and Beyond.
Bed Bath and Beyond, yeah.
Bed Bath and Beyond.
Right.
They're trying to sell the company.
Wow.
What?
We have Lorraine and the new caller.
All right, so let's get Lorraine in, and then we'll see if we can get the new caller. Inside Live, Lorraine from Queens, Special Projects Coordinator.
Hey, Lorraine.
Hello, how are you?
Doing good.
Good.
How are
you doing?
I'm doing fine, thank you all.
Good.
Yes.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
Getting closer to the day for Milton.
Yes,
I'm
we
happy
are.
About it. Yeah.
Every day.
I'm looking forward to it.
Me too.
Yeah. Yeah, we all are.
Yeah, I can't wait to be, see some pictures we had in that deli, I suppose, or kitchen or something. She had the nice pictures and stuff there. And then we're going over to the other place, right?
Uh-huh.
After that, across the street.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
I'm saying, where is it? I know it's on Station, 14 Station Road, but I have absolutely no idea where that is. So exactly what I'm saying.
14 Station Road. It's right across from the Shelby's Kitchen.
Did anyone give a zip code just in case people want to put it, whoever's driving them there, want to put it in their GPS?
Hold on. I know it's Bellport, so that's easy. I have to
We can get the zip code.
Yeah.
All right. In a sight, Mad or Glad Monday. You want to sound off about something that you're mad about or glad about? 213-816-1650, and you'll be heard around the world.
I'm sorry. I'm glad that we hit a nice number on our, listens,
All right, so give the number.
Oh, yeah, 213. You want this one or the other one?
No, the number that of listens.
Oh, yeah, 120,002. That's a lot. Thank you.
120,002.
And, yeah.
So we went over 120,000.
Yeah, we did. By two people.
Beautiful.
That's good. All right, now we have another caller.
One second. I have that zip code if anybody wants it for Bellport. It's 117. 13.
Right, 117-13.
Yeah, 117.
14 Station Road, and the zip code is 13. So that's the way you could remember that.
Yeah,
1-1. 13-14. Yeah. Zip code is 13-117-13, and the address of the brewery hall is 14 Station Road.
1-1-7.
Right up. And has ways to get there, too. So, yeah, it's a good zip code. All right. So that's that. Aside from the amount of people you want. Stop that.
Oh, your phone is starting to go crazy.
You know why? Because I'm things on the phone. When I have this mode on, I really can't touch anything on the phone. It's crazy.
Well, don't touch anything.
Yeah, I won't have to look up from the phone. I know my internet has gotten really fast, which is good. So the Wi-Fi is doing really, really good. But I have to,
do we have another caller on the line?
Yes, we do. I'm sorry.
Well, let's bring in another caller live on InterSight.
Here we go.
Hello.
Well, hello. My name is Allison from Georgia.
Hi,
how
Allison.
Are you?
I'm blessed. sure to be blessed this evening.
Glad to hear it.
Yeah. And the comment she made about the doll, I feel very, very upset about what they're doing to those dolls. I mean, they euthanize them and everything, but I'm really upset about that. Why would they do that?
Yeah, well, this dog wasn't euthanized. He was purposely, maliciously killed.
That's true. I feel bad for that because I see this organization on TV called ASPCA, and they rescue dogs that's like that.
Yeah.
And
well, nobody rescued Milton.
Yeah, nobody rescued Milton. It's sad. Very, very sad.
Nope, it sure is.
Milton was a guide dog who belonged to a blind woman who is going deaf.
Right.
And she sent the dog back to the school for some kind of training, and she never saw her dog again.
Left
the dog in the van, in a crate, in a heat wave for 6 hours.
Because where I live, I see when I'm going out, I see a lot of people with service animals. My mother is going to put in for me to get a service dog as well because of my vision. I was born with retinitis pigmentosus, but turned out it was glaucoma. But they said my vision is deteriorating, but my vision is getting back better. But they
said
you're
going to need a guide dog.
Which I have a small dog. She's a Chihuahua, and she guides me where I need to go and everything.
Yeah.
That's nice.
When are you supposed to get your dog?
I already got her. But they said
you got a guide dog?
Yes. They said I'm supposed to register her because she's a little small dog, but I really didn't want a big dog. I wanted a small dog.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. Do you have a guide dog?
I did when I was younger. He was a German Shepherd. But he was killed. His name was Jesus.
What happened to him?
Well, found him on our front porch. Somebody came up and slit his throat with a brick and just left him on the front porch, gashing a lot of blood from his throat.
Was he a guide dog?
Yes, he was.
And he
That's
was on the
terrible.
Porch.
He went with me everywhere.
He did what?
He went with me everywhere.
Yeah. Did he guide you all right?
Yes, he did.
How old was he?
I can't remember because.
Yeah.
I know he was a full grown German Shepherd, but he went with me everywhere.
Yeah. Well, sorry
but
to hear you lost.
Sorry.
Thank you. But I know he's in a better place.
Yeah.
So yeah, now.
You're going to get another dog? Is that what you?
I really want to. I really do. But my mom has to go through all kinds of places to get me a service dog. That's what she wanted to do, but I have to go through like some type of vision specialist or something for that. And they already got me set up through vocational rehabilitation to do all that. To get a
what kind of specialist do you have to go to?
They're supposed to do a test on me for my vision. They helping me get a guide dog, and they're going to help me get a job and everything.
Oh, that's the program you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously.
because this lady I spoke with at Walmart, she has a service dog, and she let me pet her.
Yeah. Well, I have my dog for 5-6 years now, and I trained her on my own, rescued her and trained her on my own, and she's a guide.
What kind of dog is she?
Akita.
That is beautiful.
She's an Akita. She's a Japanese mountain dog.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, she's pretty, too.
I think another dog I had, but when I replaced him with Gigi, when he was a dog from China, he was a full-blooded, solid black chow chow.
Oh,
nice. He was a really good dog. He was a really good guy dog. His name was Midnight.
Oh,
you've had a couple of guide dogs.
Yeah, I did. And I loved all these dogs because I am clearly an animal lover. So.
Are you totally blind? Allison, right?
Visually impaired. I can still see a little bit, but my vision is deteriorating. But I'm fighting for it.
Yeah,
because when I was a baby, they gave me too much oxygen when I was born dead.
Yeah, that's a common thing. That's what happened to me.
Yeah, because I'm a miracle baby.
If you need any information about the training of the dog, we have it on our website, how to train your guide dog, you know, if you want to take a look at it.
Okay.
You know? Because you may have some questions, and that piece on the website might answer some of your questions, you know? Innersight.info is the website. Innersight.info. And we have it up
I'll
there.
I'll check it out.
Yeah. You get somebody to read it. I don't think you'll be... Or if you have the voice mechanism, you know, it'll read it.
Yeah. It should read
it.
My biggest thing and thing this time around is first Milton tops the cake on that. His death really shook me up. I mean, just to know that they could do that and not give you a dog and keep all that money that they raised. It really bothers me, Frank.
Allison, do you have, is that your name, Allison?
Yes, sir, it is.
Yeah. Do you have, do you go on Facebook?
I don't currently have a Facebook at the moment, but I would try to go on Facebook.
Uh-huh. What, you go on Instagram or any social media?
I do have a Twitter page.
Twitter, okay. Well, if you get Able News, there's a picture of Milton in there with all the details on when we're going to hold the day for Milton. You know, of course, it's here in New York, but if you could put it on your Twitter for us, we'd appreciate it. AbleNews.com has the information.
Right
inside the front cover with a big picture of Milton, you know. Just thought I'd let you know.
I can do it. So I can get my niece to do it for me.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's
Thank
the Able
you.
News.
That's...
You can get it in any library. Many of the libraries have it.
Have it.
Yeah.
Where are you?
I can do it.
Might I ask Georgia, you said. Where in Georgia?
I am currently calling from Augusta.
Oh,
home to James Brown.
All right. Well, we're glad you called in. Anything we can do for you?
Hmm? Yes.
What?
I don't know. That was Lorraine. She said yes.
Oh. I thought she said something to me. Oh.
Yeah, I did too. You called her name.
Yeah.
All right. Allison, anything we can do for you? Have any questions in connection with the guide dog? You know, let us know. We'd be happy to try to help.
Yeah. Yes. I wanted to ask a question about this. Somebody I spoke with, that lives in Texas I spoke with, he said that he has a guide dog, but he's calling a support dog because of the situation he was going through. He said that he was on a stage, he slipped and fell, and he had got a support, you know, like a support guide dog. He was in a really bad accident, he told me.
Right.
I think he was Cuban-Italian mix, but I forgot the guy's name.
Is he blind?
You could sort of put it in that type of way, but he's disabled as well.
Yeah, he has trouble walking, or what's his disability?
He has trouble walking with his foot, I think he said, something he was telling me about. He had some type of surgery, but I can't remember what it was because I've spoken with him and 2019, 2020, somewhere way back.
So he has a service dog?
Yes, he has a service dog.
Yeah. So what you said you wanted to ask a question. What's the question?
How can I? Basically, I trained the last dog I had because of my vision, because I couldn't see that good at night. How will I, like, if I get another service dog, how will I be able to train my service animal?
Well, are you going to get one that's already trained, or you want to train it on your own?
Well, I wanted to get one that either I wanted to train on my own, or I wanted to get one that's already trained.
Well, you got to make up your mind, Allison.
I do want one to train on my own. I mean, like, I have to train it to guide me and other things. That's what I wanted to do.
Did you ever train a guide dog before?
I never done it before, but the last dog I had, Gigi, he was well trained, so he was a good dog. So.
Well, you got to get the right dog. That's the hard part.
That's right.
The right dog with the right temperament, you know.
Yeah.
If you want to call me, I'll give you the number. If you want to call me, I'd be happy to talk to you about this off air because it's a lot of details.
Yeah, because I wanted to get a dog, but the dog I always wanted, I mean, not a pit bull. I don't want a pit bull. I really wanted one of these beautiful dogs I always wanted was a Siberian Husky. That's what I always wanted.
Yeah.
But they shed too much hair.
You want to call me off the air?
Yeah, sure.
And we could talk about it? I'll give you some ideas how you could find a dog.
Because I used to volunteer at Humane Society.
Uh-huh.
They
have a lot of dogs.
I took care of a lot of dogs.
Oh, all right. Well, that's one place.
And dogs are my passion, and I always dreamed of going to school to become a veterinarian.
Can you write down the inner site number if I give it to you?
I think I can remember it.
631.
Okay.
224.
Okay.
3090.
Okay.
224-3090.
Okay, I got it.
You got it?
Yes, sir, I got it.
All right. My name is Frank, and if you want to call me, you know, the only time I can't really talk is between 8 and 9 when I'm on the air, but other than that,
yeah,
you can
really
call us.
Yeah.
And we'll go over it. You know?
All right. Yeah, my adoptive mom told me about the radio show.
All right. Whatever help we can give you, you know, we'd be happy to to help.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
If you really want to find the right dog, I mean, we could try to make some contacts in Georgia. We have rescues all over.
Yeah.
All right.
But I do. I never had a Siberian Husky dog, but I hear they're beautiful, intelligent animals, and they
good.
Yeah,
if you get the right one.
They good with disabled people.
You gotta have somebody evaluate the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the tricky part.
That's right.
For a guide dog, you know, it has to be a certain temperament and all that, you know.
Well,
not every husky could do it.
That's true. Yeah. If I can't find a husky, I guess I'll take a German Shepherd.
Well, that's the Intersight number, 631-224-3090. If you want to call me anytime, I'd be happy to talk with you about it. All right.
All right.
And tell your friend, if he needs to call, he could call too, the one who you said fell down, had the accident.
Yeah.
You know, we do all kinds of, we do remedial work with dogs.
Yeah, we do.
You know, even if it's on the phone, we can still give people advice.
Right. Yeah.
So thank you for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
Call anytime.
I will.
Okay, you take care.
All right. Intersight. Thank you.
You okay?
Thank you, Allison.
Yeah.
All right. Do we have any other calls?
Lorraine's here with us.
Well, I know that. I'm talking about people calling in.
I just wanted to be a pain in the butt.
I'm a regular.
Yeah, you're a regular.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, which is good.
All right. Intersight, Matt or Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Anything you're mad about or glad about, if you want to talk about it. And I guess the show gets around. We get calls from all over the country.
Which is great. I post it every time, so I hope that's been helping.
Well, it can't hurt.
That's right.
All right, let's see. Brought to you by all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, and all the children that have perished at the hands of evildoers. Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. Inner Sight. And you know, it's a good thing to keep in your mind and in your heart. Go an extra mile for a child. I want to thank my good friends, Audra and David Ross, two Manhattan lawyers, 212-425-1020. And I've got to remind them about the day for Milton.
Yeah.
Day for Milton. All right. Everybody should be reminded about the day for Milton.
Right.
May 19th. Met a guy today. Oh, you know what? You could look up for me. Did you find the day for Milton on Gary's website?
No. He's probably going to put it up, but I don't see it yet.
Did you go through the whole website?
Yeah, I did.
Well, try the Facebook.
Yeah, I think he might put it there more than on the website.
Maybe he's got it up on the Facebook.
Yeah. Hold on, I'll
call him and remind him. But can you look at the Facebook?
Yeah, I'm going right now.
Let's see if it's up there. All right. A day for Milton coming up in just a few weeks.
Yeah.
And let's see. We have half a dozen newspapers advertising it and a magazine. I got to get the right name of that magazine. We have the radio announcements coming up starting, I believe, the end of this week. We got to hook those up. And I got a call today from Tom Cooper, Michelle's husband. He was supposed to have a meeting. I don't know how the meeting went, but with somebody who was some company who was thinking about donating a banner. So,
well, that's cool.
Got to find out about that. We have News 12, who's expressed interest. And
yeah,
hopefully they're going to find us an MC.
That's cool.
We'll be on their calendar. And I'm going to check with my friend Mark at Newsday to see if they published the day for Milton. I have to call Mark tomorrow. So that's where we are. A lot of people put us up on their Facebook. A guy told me today about a website called Abate. It's a bunch of motorcycle drivers, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta see if I can get their number and get them to post the day for Milton. Now, anybody who wants to post the day, you don't have to have us send you a flyer, because that's I have a new phone, I'm having trouble working it, so that can't see good. We're having trouble sending these flyers out. So what you could please do, look at the Able News. It's called ablenews.com is the website. Able News, right inside the front page is a big picture of Milton with the information. All you got to do is take that and post it. You want to help promote the day for Milton. Post it on your website, Facebook, wherever.
Yeah.
People have been doing that for us.
Yeah,
I tell
have.
Them now, you know, it's right there. It's you know, you can just print it out. People do that all the time.
Definitely.
The library did it.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's much easier on us, and it's much easier on the people, too, because it's right there. People who
yeah.
want to help. So ablenews.com, it's the April 10th edition. It's the latest edition. It only comes out once a month. You can't miss it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could just post it on your social media, we greatly appreciate that. All right, the number here, 213-816-1650, Inner Sight, Freedom Matter, Glad Monday. Let's see, tomorrow night is our open mic show. Similar to this, but a little different. You know, you could pick your own subject. Wednesday night is the nursing home show. Turn the nursing homes into accessible housing. And we'll have to pick a theme for that. And Thursday, we don't have a title yet, so to be announced.
All these people,
Friday, of
I
course,
looked,
is the funniest. What?
I said all these people that I looked up right this moment, I put a day for Milton, and I got all these different people who had the original story. I think I'm going to try and get, you know, to be on, to come and help us. CBS
wait
News.
Wait. Hold. You're not making any sense. What did you just say?
I said that when I was looking up a day for Milton, and I wrote the guide dog right in there, and I got the original stories about the dog passing away at the training facility in a van.
We don't want any stories right now. We want a day for Milton. The story will come when the press shows up. Don't give it to them now.
No. I thought you might have wanted some more, press.
What do you mean some more? We're going to send out a news release.
Okay, then that should be good. That should cover it all.
Wait a minute. You're talking about donating a space to publicize the day for Milton. Is that what you're talking about?
No, I actually pulled up a whole bunch of articles that were of the day when he passed away. There's some from CBS News, one from the Advance, just a little bit to give you an idea. New York Post, News 12 Bronx. I didn't even know they did that, but they did.
Well, then send them all a flyer from Able News.
That's what I was thinking of doing.
Well, that's what you're trying to say.
Yeah, I know. My mouth doesn't hook up with my brain sometimes.
Make a list of all those if you can, and send them all.
Milton's
a day
thing.
For Milton.
Yeah.
Just a
that's
little
cool.
thing from Able News.
Yep. That's all we
I
do
mean,
anyway.
I don't know if you can do that.
Yeah, you can if you send it. Well, there's got to be like by email, so then I could, hook it on and attach the.
I don't think you're gonna find emails on the press coverage.
No, but I see New York Post was checked off, and they had it banned for 5 hours, and it said a report. And then there was News 12, of course, and I don't know.
Yeah, but
that
you gotta have their emails to do that.
Yes, I will look them up. Look more.
All right.
I cannot believe that the patch even got it. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, it was a big news
big thing.
That's
yeah.
why we're going to send out a press release.
Yeah, definitely.
Ira promised me that he would write it. So.
That's cool.
All right, in a sight. And 213-816-1650, you want to call in anybody on the line?
Oh, hang on, let me look. I just have to get back to that one. Sorry.
No, but you have that list. Use it then. Use it.
Yeah.
Send them all
did
that little thing from Able News.
Yeah, definitely. All right. So that's not a problem. I'm going to be able to do that rather easily. I'm getting used to just, cutting it out and pasting it.
Yeah,
it's
use
really
that list.
I am.
All right, nobody on the line?
I don't see anybody. Let me refresh it again just to be sure.
Hey, Lorraine, you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing? You got a mad or glad? Hope it's a glad.
Oh, I have a glad, though. My grandchildren are coming over on Saturday. Yes. I was saying that my grandchildren are coming over on Saturday. That's a glad.
That's
nice.
Mm-hmm.
This coming Saturday?
Yeah, this coming Saturday. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Mm-hmm.
Oh, the weekend.
Yeah, the weekend.
Now, where do they live?
They live in Brooklyn.
Wow.
Yeah, my son's children with his lovely wife. They're going to be spending some time going out this weekend.
That's cool. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, my daughter's going to be watching them.
Oh, they don't have to travel too far. But the other one, what's her name? Cheyenne came from. Where does she live? Vegas.
Yeah, Cheyenne lives in Nevada. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and this one is Isaiah and Jasmine, the ones that are up here.
Oh.
Oh, they are? Are they younger than Cheyenne?
Oh, no, they're older than Cheyenne. Isaiah is going to be 30 July. The 26th and Jasmine, she just turned 32 April the 16th.
Oh, nice.
Well, listen, if you get a chance, tell them to click on that Able News.
Okay.
You know, yeah. And just take it and put it up. I mean, it only takes a minute.
Yeah, I'm going to do that. Yeah.
You know, put it on their phone or whatever and put it up on the, if they have social
their
media.
Their Facebook page, yeah, they do.
Well, yeah, so please try to make it a point to tell them what you're involved in and all that, you know.
Oh, they are aware.
Oh, okay, so then just show them, ask them to post the Able News. That's all.
Okay.
They don't have to write anything.
No, they just post it.
Just put it right up.
You go to what, you said page 3?
Yeah, it's right inside the first, as soon as you turn the page over.
Okay.
Nothing's right there.
Okay.
Then you have, which is behind the front, and then Milton is right on, you can see it as soon as you open the paper, Milton's picture is right there.
Okay.
I just told her that.
Mm-hmm.
No, she asked the question, so I thought I answered it.
Mm-hmm. All right,
Inner Sight.
Mm-hmm.
And man of glad. That's a good glad, Lorraine.
Yes.
Very good glad.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see. Yeah, don't forget, Day for Milton, May 19th, Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York. And we're going to have a great celebration for Milton. You know, we're gonna exalt him. We're going to let the world know that he was indeed important. I'd like to see Milton become the most important dog that ever walked on this earth.
That'd
and
be
I'll
nice.
Tell you why I want that to happen, because millions of people are affected. I asked Siri the other day. I said, how many people rely on service dogs? And she gave me back the number of over 80 million people in this country use service dogs.
Yeah.
So Milton can be the one to help all those people to have rights, to have more freedom. You know, it's so important for that to happen, because the way this whole thing took place was a nightmare.
Right.
You know, an absolute nightmare to think that you could trust an organization. And you know, it's not like they started last year. They've been around since the 1940s, this damn place.
Yeah, I know.
They ought to know better.
No, they should know better,
like
you're right.
Happen. What?
I agree with you on that. They should know better.
Damn right. So Milton, in my mind, in the mind of Inner Sight, has got to become the exalted dog to the heavens for 80 million people, and that number's growing all the time.
Yeah.
80 million. You know what that means? We should have 80 million signatures on our petition.
That's right. But
that's really what
to do
it means.
Yeah.
You know? But a lot of those people are afraid to sign a petition because they
that's
have
right.
no protection. They have no rights.
That's right. And they won't get a
they
dog
don't
want to
displease the service dog school.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they're afraid of.
Yes, they are.
It's horrible to have to walk around like that and
like eggshells,
live like that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those schools are a bunch of cowards.
Yeah,
let
right.
this happen and do nothing about it, you know.
Yeah.
They don't like the fact that I trained my dog on my own, but they haven't made one move to try and say that my dog's not a guide dog. Not a one.
Oh, your dog.
Not a one move have they made to try and pull that off.
Mm-hmm.
Because they know credentials. I got the people that I studied with. I got people who would back me up if needed.
I would.
So there you have it. It shows you, you know, that in on that level, they're really phonies in many ways.
Yeah, right.
I mean, there's a lot of, I said this before, I'll say it again, a lot of good trainers.
Yeah.
A lot of good people affiliated with the schools. I'm not saying that. But if they're that good, why don't they do something about what happened to Milton?
That's right.
Yeah. Inner Sight is doing it. Where's the rest of them? Where
right.
are they? You know what? Send those damn things to all the blind agencies while you're at it.
Yeah.
Lighthouse, Jewish Guild, the other one in Manhattan. What the hell is the name of that bitch over there? Miller. Her name is Miller.
Wow.
I don't like her.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Send it to her anyway. send them all a day for Milton.
Yeah. They all should get it.
Yeah. You know, find their email, or if you can't find it, give them a call and talk to somebody in administration and tell them, look up Able News. Promote the day
right.
for Milton. See how far you get.
I won't get anywhere.
No,
one of them might say.
But then we could say that we contacted them.
That's right.
Don't you
I
see?
I agree with that.
Come
yeah,
to
yeah.
the press, and they ask you the question, you could say,
yeah.
yes, we invited them. We contacted them.
That's
Helen
right.
Keller. Send one to Helen Keller.
Yeah, I know. I can handle that one.
Yeah.
And I know a person who accepts it.
Send it to everybody. All these agencies. Send it to the damn-ass commission. Send it to the commissioner's office.
Yep.
Love it.
That's right.
They're going to be the worst when it comes to remembering all the stuff that the poor dog, went through. Nothing like that.
You gotta send it out.
Hello?
You know that song by Jennifer Lopez, Let's Get Loud? But we're getting loud.
We are.
Yeah.
It louder
you send it to you send it to the Commission for the Blind, they'll probably call the governor's office and say, what should we do about this?
They know about it, Frank, I think.
Stupid
so why are they wiping their hands clean of the whole
what
situation? That's what I'm mean.
What should we do about it? Come to the day for Milton. That's what you should do.
Exactly. Celebrate it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight, we'll be with you tomorrow night. I want to thank all our 120,000 listeners plus.
Thank you.
Lorraine
thank
for calling
you.
All our callers. And our new caller, Allison, thank you so much from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Be glad to help. Suzanne, everybody else, Inner Sight is growing.
Yes, it is.
Day for Milton, May 19th, Brewing Hall, Bellport, New York. We invite the world.
That's right.
You know, Zoom in on Skype or whatever.
It's on Zoom. That's all.
Inner Sight, thank you so much. Goodbye, world. Inner Sight, good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner Sight.
Thank you, and good night.
Yes, good night, and enjoy your evening and this week. Thank you all for calling in.
Okay.
Same time, same place.
Yeah, have a good one.
You too, and everyone.
Yeah? All right, take care, sweetheart.